Greenville, South Carolina, there stands an educational institution, a base of Christian show window material, producing graduates to demonstrate the love of God in their lives. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. The first song the choir will sing today is Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. Philip P. Bliss wrote this song from an idea he got from one of Dwight L. Moody's sermons. The specific passage went like this.
On a dark and stormy night, when the waves rolled like mountains and not a star was to be seen, a boat rocking and plunging neared the Cleveland Harbor. "Are you sure this is Cleveland?" asked the captain, seeing only one light from the lighthouse. "Quite sure, sir," replied the pilot. "Where are the lower lights?" "Gone out, sir." "Can you make the harbor?" "We must, or perish, sir." With a strong hand and a brave heart, the old pilot turned the wheel. But alas, in the darkness he missed the channel, and with a crash upon the rocks, the boat was shivered, and many a life lost in a watery grave. Brethren, the master will take care of the great lighthouse. Let us keep the lower lights burning.
Big Tom Roland bounded to his feet.
Let's turn to the song on page 154.
The grimy, stubble-chinned men found their books opening almost magically to the place. Number 154 has been for 80 years a sting of conscience, both to the unloved of the mission crowd and to those who befriend them. The men were singing now, lifting their voices as Tom led the way and John at the organ paced the tempo. I sat there behind Tom on the platform, but I was listening. not singing the familiar words. I was thinking of two people, a young man in his 30s and a little old lady, both of them handicapped, the man from a thirst for alcohol and a flaming temper, and the lady from blindness. But with all his open-eyed seizures of rage, and for all her blindness, Scotty could not see as far as Fanny Crosby. And while Tom Rowland swung his arm and the chapel full of beaten men sang number 154, I felt close to Scotty and Fanny Crosby. My thoughts went back. Fanny Crosby had written her song after a trip through New York slums. She saw the hopelessness of the people and wrote "Rescue the Perishing." But it's a song as much for the rescuers as for the perishing. "Care for the dying," she told the one, and the other she gently reassured, "Jesus is merciful."
Jesus will say,
Tom swung his hand for the third stanza. How the words fitted Scotty. He was 33 when I first met him, crushed by the tempter, if ever a man was. For 10 years we kept the light burning for Scotty. For 10 years he wandered in and out. Sometimes we found him on the sidewalk, savagely beaten up, and carried him in. Sometimes I was tempted to forget about him, give him up as a lost cause. It certainly was from the Lord that we had our strength to stay with Scotty. One Christmas Eve, we were paid off. It was time for the invitation that night. The street door opened again, and there was Scotty. He was a fearsome sight, on crutches. His scarred face was horribly bloated, his hair matted. Almost running on his crutches, he hobbled to the front and flung himself down at the altar. Some people don't care much for the expression, born again. But you can't talk about the new Scotty any other way. He lost his vocabulary, he lost his old habits, he had to start over again on everything. Even the cop on the beat was startled. Scotty brought that same cop down the aisle to the altar to find what he had found. With careful treatment, Scotty's leg healed. Even the lines in his face seemed to soften. He was amazingly transformed and found a steady job. Yes, Scotty had gone back to the narrow way. A man any decent person would be proud to have for a friend. As usual, Scotty got up early that last Monday morning to drive to his job. On the Merritt Parkway, his car stalled in the early morning mist. He got out on the driver's side to investigate. He never saw the car that hurtled out of the fog and smashed him into the ditch. Scotty died an hour later as his ambulance whined through the sunrise.
All right, one more wind-up chorus.
Yes, sir, it's Scotty I think of every time I hear that grand old song. Written by a little lady who had faith that even such as he could be lifted up. And then I praise God that I can be one of the rescuers.
Oh, Listen again next week for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.